broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. This is Hour 2 of 2, the goal to promote God, family, country, to protect life, liberty, and property, to use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration. This is the broadcast for September 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. We talked yesterday to Richard C. Lyons. He's a multi-award-winning author, a political commentator, an author, poet, screenwriter, and a whole lot more. RichardCLyons.com is where you can go to his website. He wrote two new books, The DNA of Democracy and Shadows of the Acropolis. And he really believes in a lot of what we believe in. The problem that I have, folks, is when you talk about a democracy, I say we don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. And then they say, yeah, we know, but the broader term is democracy, and they go on and on, and I don't mean to attack any guest that I ever have on the radio, but I feel differently. This is not a semantics discussion, okay? This is not a, well, in the broader sense, we're a democracy, because you vote for your politicians, and we all have a say at the most local level, and then representative government. Yeah, we have elements of a democracy in our society, but we do not have a democracy, folks. And they say, well, why is U.S. politics becoming so deeply polarized that citizens feel underrepresented or disenfranchised regardless of who's president? How come people are turning to violence as their only way and they're talking past each other? You got all these questions. Well, the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is because even the good guys don't even know. Okay? Even the good guys, they're all running around talking about a democracy. When I call them out on it and say, we don't have a democracy, folks, they go, well, I know, the Constitutional Republic, but in a broader sense, it's a democracy. And they always deceive themselves into going back to that very term. Why? It's beyond me. Because look, the founding fathers warned us against democracies. Every other revolution that foments democracies literally either fails in the revolutionary stage or fails shortly thereafter, because democracy makes a nation go demon crazy and lose everything they've had. Folks, it's on the cycle of disruption. Okay, a constitutional republic is based on different things, like a moral and a religious people, based on the rule of law, based on principles and fundamentals. Okay, and the reason that we're melting down now is because we've rejected a constitutional republic, replete with all the elements I speak of, and we believe that democracy can take its place in a broader sense, or that the words don't matter much, or that, okay, they lie to you. And on that altar is our destruction, folks. We then had Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union talking to us. And we talked about, hey, this IRS is going to get out of control and abuse us all. Right? Well, all that comes down to, look, if we just accept that we're democracy, if we just somehow accept these lies, okay, markets head down as interest rates rise. You're going to always have turmoil on the market when you have fake money. Got it? It's a fundamental reality. Whether they claim global warming or, you know, climate change, or call you a denier or whatever else, the truth is God gave us this earth. He wants us to care for it and tend it and do the best we can with it. But he didn't put us on this earth to be at odds or in this hate relationship with the earth, that either man does okay and the earth is destroyed, or the earth is fine and man, whatever. Okay, this is a government lie of division. Okay? Biden declared to 60 Minutes that the coronavirus pandemic is over, but they'll never get rid of the pandemic declaration because they want that emergency powers, which is unconstitutional as all get out. But for Hour 2, the headline says, House passes funding for police departments. I kid you not. Okay, and what they've got is this big old news article that talks about, hey, their Democrats have been accused of being weak on crime. You know, this idea that they're going to defund the cops and all this stuff has come back to haunt them so bad. Now, for the elections, they're trying to reverse course. So they passed this funding for police departments idea. The House passed, quote, bipartisan legislation, increasing funding for local police departments. All right. But then they go on and on and on, and they talk about it was a bipartisan majority who voted 360-64. In favor of the centerpiece, of the bill package called the Invest to Protect Act or whatever it's called. Okay, this thing is disaster. The Invest to Protect Act, folks, is a disaster. But again, we just allow this to happen and we act like, well, the Democrats did it. No, folks, Republicans are on board with this big time too, right? Okay, this is the problem. They don't have any authority to have the federal government give money to the local police departments. So at first the Democrats said, defund them, defund them. Now they say, let's double down and centralized funding of your local police department. Compliments of who? Partnerships like the FBI, and we go on and on and on and on. Doctor, again, this is disaster, and the Republicans are on it just as much as the Democrats.
Well, and indeed they are. Let's go back to the democracy thing just for a minute, and let's talk about the police thing and how it's so close to violating the Third Amendment. And of course, the Article 1, Section 8, which gives authority to give certain powers and to be carried out by the Congress. I mean, all of these things we can talk about and kind of peel the onion on this. There is not a shred of anything that follows Founding Fathers' original intent. But let's just talk about democracies for a second. Chapter 2 of my book, To Preserve the Nation, is titled Republics versus Democracies. I devote over 30 pages. Again, each chapter of my book was intended ultimately and finally to be a book. So it was kind of the preface to the book, what each chapter discusses. I've been discouraged from doing that by a lot of people that say, oh, no, we got too much to read already. Your little 526-page pamphlet here that's your book is just more than enough. So they don't want to immerse themselves in the depth and breadth of whatever lie or whatever truth has to be exposed further. But Chapter 2 talks about republics versus democracies. There's a segment in there called The Democracy Deception. And in that, we kind of peel the onion, if you will, out of Marx's manifesto, the idea that he, Marx, Lenin, Chairman Mao, Woodrow Wilson, you name the great communists that you can know were on the earth, and they all basically said democracy is a stepping stone to communism. It's not a semantics thing. It's not a broader term or anything like that. The Founding Fathers clearly understood, and in fact, in May of 1787 in the convention, it was clearly discussed the fact that the folly of democracy needed to be exposed and overcome with the new Constitution. These guys knew what they were doing. They said what they said. They did what they said. Their actual words and their deeds confirm this is not a democracy. Democracy is basically a tyranny of the masses. And your guest tied it back to the ancient Greeks with the title of his book. The Greek
and the ancient Greeks failed.
They failed, but the Founding Fathers examined their philosophies. We discussed the idea of using democracy to decide guilt or innocence in a trial. A vote does not decide guilt or innocence. Opinion does not mean that.
Well, and a consensus doesn't mean that climate change is, and humans are responsible for climate change and that it's got negative effects and that the government needs to control it. Okay, this consensus doesn't build fact around this either, or the pandemic response and the emergency declared. Supposedly the pandemic's over, but the emergency powers are still in place. See, consensus on this, or ignoring the truth, or pretending they have authority or whatever. None of this means anything. Folks, when you really get down to it, you've got to understand the truth, Doctor.
That is correct. And you know, one individual standing with God is a majority. And I know I'm overplaying the majority issue. But if, in fact, 99 out of 100 or 100 out of 100 decide something and make it a 100% consensus, does not violate eternal principles. And these things about individual God-given rights are eternal principles. And it's astounding to me how you find, we'll just kind of segue this into your police bill that you're talking about, how we had just a handful, figuratively speaking, in the House that opposed this federal funding of police agencies. Part of the strength of this nation is the independence of local police agencies. And when you get central planning, people, central planning is the bane to liberty. I mean, whether it's the communist way of deciding that everybody's going to grow beets this year because they decided beets were a good thing to grow, you'll destroy your agricultural economy. If you have central planning on police, you're going to get the same kind of thing. And the Third Amendment was to prevent the king's officers from being housed among us.
So listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. It says the House passes funding for local police departments. It's called the Invest to Protect Act, and they say which would give $60 million a year for 5 years to local police departments. So you're talking $300 million over 5 years for your local police department. Think about that, folks. And I ask, where do they get authority? Where is authority for Congress to do this? They don't have authority for this at all, Doctor.
They do not have the slightest shred of authority. Read the 10th Amendment again. Read Article 1, Section 8. Read the Constitution in its entirety carefully. There is no authority to front this. And not only do they have no authority, they have no money. Where's it coming
Amen.
From?
Amen. But you look at the IRS expansion, and now you look at this expansion by your general, your federal government into local police. Pretty soon your local police will be just an extension of the FBI. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear, listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely unconstitutional what they're doing at every level, ladies and gentlemen. And until we call a halt to the con game and insist on our rights, we need to understand we delegated limited authority, and they're taking broad authority from that limited delegated authority. And unless we call a halt to the con game by insisting they stop, they're going to continue, and it's going to get worse. Check out this headline. Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck blasted credit card companies Thursday evening over a new merchant code for firearms purchases. Now listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. They say if you wanted to ban guns, all guns, and if you wanted to disarm the population, the first thing you would do would be to track the purchases. Well, that's exactly what they've done. Not surprisingly, they say that's now happening, Carlson said. So Visa, the largest payment processor in the world, has announced that it's going to track your gun purchases. They've established a new merchandise category now, ladies and gentlemen. It's for guns and ammunition used by retailers. So it's not just guns, it's ammo too, right? MasterCard has also announced similar plans. The International Standards Organization, they call it ISO, announced a new merchant category code, MCC. All right. And now everybody's calling for this code to be used on those purchases so that you can track and eventually control them. They say our network doesn't allow us to deny whatever, and they go on and on. But at the end of the day, look, the government is losing the battle to take your guns. The politicians are willing to stand up to some degree to stop them. Now they're basically going outside of your system. And they're saying, well, we can't legislate this, so what we'll do is we'll mandate it via these large credit card processors that are now the gateway eventually to all purchases. This is how they're criminally moving forward. And the government would say, well, we're not responsible. The private sector's doing it. The private sector would say, well, yeah, we're doing it. But the question becomes, hey, there's already favoritism for these credit card companies who have a virtual monopoly. You tie all that, and eventually you go back to the World Bank, to the Federal Reserve, to the that's where all money is monopolized and created out of thin air in America. You put this together, and they're going to literally force you into records, which will put you in harm's way at the least, because remember, now they're funding your police department all the way to the local level. You put all this together, it does not look good for gun owners at all, Dr. Bradley.
You know, it's interesting to me what fools we are, and that's kind of a charge, an indictment that we should feel really bad about having to accept. Big tech is our friend, right? I mean, look what they did with the censorship issue. Look what they have done with collecting all the data of everything that is said and done and communication links and everything else that the NSA was collecting. Oh, yeah, right. Mike Lee claims he solved that problem by insisting that it go through an independent, private, third party that the government has to obtain it from. They still get it, folks. If they're not collecting it directly, they're collecting it through a third party that's an independent, private source. That's what Mike Lee's bill did. So they're still collecting everything, all the communication links that you make every day, texting, email, voice, everything else like that is being collected by third parties and turned over to the NSA. Okay, so just because a third party collects it does not insulate, isolate, and protect you. Big tech, again, Facebook turned over things to, even DuckDuckGo, I'm told, turned over some things during the big COVID thing to government agencies when they requested it. You say, whoa, wait a minute, I thought they didn't track you. Well, fact of the matter is, it's a huge net. The Gestapo, the Stasi, the KGB, you name all of those alphabet soup organizations that have been collecting and tyrannizing people throughout the decades of the 20th century. And what you have right now is the formulation of an American monopoly on things that will control Americans. And it's a fascist organization, really. Fascism is a public-private cooperative. It's a collaboration. You know, you begin with economic collaborations, and you put public and private together so that the government uses private people to do their dastardly work. We're doing it right now with the NSA. This stuff that happened with the censorship, absolutely private industries censors people and continue to do so. The idea that that they turn stuff over to the government, it might hurt your social credit score, if you will. This is another step in it. It is absolutely horrific. I decry it. I abhor it. It's something that really, just because somebody says, oh, it's a private thing. We shouldn't take any solace in that. Where have you ever found these big Leviathan private companies have been our friend? It's like saying, oh, the CIA's our friend. Really? Somebody that participated in the CIA, once CIA, always CIA. That's an aphorism that I coined many years ago. These people are not our friend. And we just kind of, well, yeah, but we had Thursday night football. Wasn't that great? We overlook so many important things, and I decry it also. And if I haven't heard Tucker Carlson or Glenn Beck speak out against this, they may have done a fantastic job. But whatever it is, we need to close this concept down. And you say, oh, well, I pay cash for my ammunition all the time. I got news for you, people. The Redcoats came to Lexington and Concord April 19th, 1775, and it was over disarming the colonists. The Second Amendment was an absolute outgrowth of that. But what they were there for was to capture the ball and powder of the colonists. That was the ammunition, kids. They were there to do that. That started, that the shot heard around the world happened because they were trying to contain and control the ball and powder. They were trying to capture Sam Adams and John Hancock, too, because they were rabble-rousers. But the fact of the other matter is, though, that they had been doing this in other colonies, including Virginia, when they took control of their public weapons. It's absolutely, we've been down this path before. We should know better. But because, oh, we've got an emergency, or we've got some whimpering, hand-wringing, limp-wrist, pencil-neck bureaucrat in the wings trying to control us. Adolf Eichmann comes to mind. Adolf Eichmann was a gray, drab bureaucrat that figured out a way to efficiently move people to be slaughtered in the great concentration camps. He scheduled the railroad connections. Holy cow, I didn't kill anybody. No, I just arranged for them to get there in the most efficient manner. These gray, drab bureaucrats are killing us. They're killing
us. It's a disaster, ladies and gentlemen. Now get a load of this story. China paid scientists up to $1 million each to leave their work on sensitive weapons technologies at the U.S. top nuclear lab and develop weapons for China, according to a new intelligence report. Now listen, the report from Strider Technologies details Beijing's campaign to embed 163 Chinese scientists at Los Alamos National Laboratories. That's where the U.S. first developed nuclear weapons and sensitive U.S.-funded research over the last three decades. Now, then the report goes on and says at least 13 of the scientists later returned to China. And then they go on and say China's playing a game that we're not prepared for. They say researchers and scientists that train at our labs, that are embedded into our labs, returned to China at an increasing rate, the Senate report stated. There you have it. What do you say to that, Dr. Bradley? Now you've literally got the Chinese communists at our most sensitive labs gaining information blatantly admitted to.
Well, I'll just do a couple of quick hits because we're idiots. We got to talk about this after the break. So hopefully we'll be able to not forget our train of thought when we come back. Holy cow.
Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it's getting out of control. You put all that together and you've got literally the world declaring American Christians the enemy. Everybody else, partners in the persecution. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Friday, the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier and ships from its strike group docked at a naval base in the southern port city of Busan, ahead of joint drills with South Korean forces. North Korea has denounced previous U.S. military deployments and joint drills as rehearsals for war and proof of hostile policies by Washington and Seoul. The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, talks Russia and their war in Ukraine on MSNBC as the world again hears President Putin threaten use of nuclear weapons.
We have isolated Russia in the United Nations, in the Security Council. We got 141 countries to vote to condemn Russia. We suspended them from the Human Rights Council. They hear every single time we're sitting in the council condemnation of what they are doing.
Dark money is a new topic this election cycle, but dark money has been around for a while. Dark money is primarily bankrolled by anonymous donations passed through nonprofits. In the senatorial race in Arizona, Democrat Senator Mark Kelly has said, undisclosed contributions are poisoning the American political system and drowning out the voices of everyday Arizonans, end quote. Federal Election Commission records show Somos PAC, considered dark money, has put over $337,000 into Mark Kelly's re-election campaign. After just hours of deliberations, a former North Texas police officer has been found not guilty of murder in the shooting death of a man in October of 2020. The trial of former Wolf City police officer Sean Lucas. The officer was arrested and charged after he shot and killed Jonathan Price, who was not following repeated instructions and resisted arrest. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
So, Dr. Bradley, what you literally have is our government has declared war on we the people and primarily Christians, okay? From climate change, you're a denier, you're the enemy of everybody, to I believe God is in charge, they believe government's in charge. That's really the battle of our lifetime. It's like the Tower of Babel, modern times. Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted at unprecedented levels. You've literally got the government wanting to arrest us for denying climate change. You literally have the government who's had us in a national emergency, allowing war powers acts and everything else to continue, even though it's absolutely unconstitutional, fraudulent. You've got the FBI literally attacking Americans all the way down to the local level, and now you've got Congress, a bipartisan bill to back the funding of cops from the federal level all the way to the local level. This literally means your local officers are funded to be basically an extension of the FBI, literally locally in your community. Folks, you've got now these transgender folks, and are you a transgender or a gender denier? Are you going to, you know, and they go on to the point where everything we hold dear is under assault. God, family, and country. And while they're in bed with the communist Chinese to develop bioweapons like COVID and the COVID supposedly antidote, the vaccine, both of them are bioweapons. By the time you start messing with folks' DNA and working with the Chinese with our most top secrets at our labs and letting the communist party Chinese be embedded in some of our most secret research labs and technologies and everything else, then they get sent back to China. And then they're literally saying, You know what? Sam and Scott are the domestic terrorists because they're on the radio peddling fake news. Never mind we're telling the truth and they're lying. Later they'll say, yeah, I guess Sam and Scott were right. Later, 2 decades later, when it doesn't matter, they'll say that. They've literally declared war on each of us, folks. I don't know how else to really do it. For example, Mike Lindell's FBI phone seizure warrant reveals why the DOJ is investigating MyPillow CEO Mike. Mike says we cannot have the FBI weaponized against our people in the United States, Lindell told the Epoch Times on Monday. He will continue advocating for the replacement of voting machines and for paper ballots no matter what they do. But folks, this is what we're dealing with. They're literally just going to attack Mike and Donald and anybody they want to. And this reach by the local cops now, this take away your guns by the credit card companies, this we find out the Chinese are in bed with us from the COVID to our most top secrets in America, but yet everything else is classified for you and me. See, you can't see nothing. It's classified for your safety and security. They lie. Dr. Bradley, we are at a crossroads. If we allow as many of these things to continue as that are continuing, it won't be long to where you won't even recognize America, doctor.
Well, I don't. I mean, I've been around long enough, and I'm not that old, that it's difficult to say that we even have the slightest semblance of what the American Founding Fathers established for us at such great cost and under the inspiration of God. You know, we talk about the betrayal from the lowest levels of society, at the local police level, for example, to our schools, our public education system, where the false religion of humanism is being taught as a publicly funded national religion on through the universities. You look at what the universities do to bring foreign students in and train them in our highest technology so they can go back and use it against us. You look at, I have personal, firsthand knowledge about contracts that were issued to have United States-based technology companies create surveillance satellites assisting the Soviets in doing so. Absolutely transferring our surveillance technology for satellites to the Soviet Union. And they did this under the guise of a cooperative exchange of scientific evidence. The Russian scientists came, picked our pockets, and left. What did they bring to the table? Nothing. They took everything. This idea of Bill Clinton transferring propulsion information for nuclear submarines during his presidency, technology that was transferred that nobody had in the world. Our own people didn't know where our submarines were because they were so quiet in their propulsion. Clinton gave that to the communist Chinese. Clinton was impeached over a bimbo that he hung around with in the White House when we should have been going for bigger potatoes. Every time we just at the last newscast, we had a joint military operation going on. We are buffoons. Every time we do a joint operation, we've done them with former Warsaw Pact people that come and go as our enemies or our friends. And every time you do a military joint operation, you expose very high-tech information that's priceless, developed at the cost of billions of dollars, frequencies that are used for secured communication, codes that are used, tactics and strategies that are used. We basically open our bathrobe to these people every time we do a joint operation. Every time we release one of our stealth bombers or any kind of technology in a conflict around the world, frequencies are exposed, radar signatures are exposed, that we're giving away billions, hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars of military strategic information. And you don't think that they're not capturing that? They're listening. They're watching.
And you think that they're not going to use that against us, ladies and gentlemen? You think they're really our friends? Well, while that's going on, militarily speaking, our biggest secrets are being exposed, et cetera, et cetera. There's a group called Zero to Three. It's an early childhood development nonpartisan organization. They promote transgender ideology to children. They've educated thousands of educators. They say as young as 2 years old, they received over $250 million in taxpayer funds, according to data reviewed by the Daily Caller now. So think about that. Now we're funding the transgender agenda to the tune of $250 million. See, Christians are forced to pay for this, doctor. This is what I'm talking about. And you find out there's this Christian church that decided they're going to have a transgender family-friendly drag queen go up there. And then they stopped it because the drag queen was involved in a gun shooting earlier, etc. But gun shooting or not, why are we allowing transgenders to perform in our churches, in our communities? And we say that it's family-friendly. And then we find out that we're funding these agenda groups to the tune of $250 million. I bring it up. And they say, oh, Sam, you're a bad guy. You're a terrorist. And so they'll use these ad hominem attacks. They'll attack the messenger. They'll try to shut me down for supposedly peddling fake news. But there you have it. I guess fake news is any news that they don't want you to tell everybody about, right? Shut down the truth teller. Because, we don't want to hear what he has to say, and so we'll just call it fake news. I don't even know how to respond to some of this, doctor. It's getting so bad to where I don't even know what you talk about.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, my last few statements were just bullet points. When you stop and think about each one of those, would take an hour to develop and expose fully the dangers that are associated with it. You know, you get this gender bender kind of stuff that's going on that's being funded at taxpayer dollars. Again, there is not a shred of constitutional authority to do this, not one slightest inkling of anything. And people go, oh, we got to be tolerant. We've got to be caring. Churches have been co-opted into this to the nth degree. I am so sick and tired of churches cutting their own throat. Churches that I have in the past respected greatly and said, wait, this is a solid, stable platform, a foundation that, we're told God's an unchangeable God and he's got our best interests in mind. And then you get churches that devolve to the point that they're more interested in being good global citizens or in somehow emanating some tolerant aura of something into the atmosphere that says, we're getting something more out of this that we want. And so, consequently, they're throwing under the bus all traditional values. And it's all in the terms of tolerance. I can't tell you personal knowledge of, I'll just give one example. Young college girls that have lost their virtue because they did not want to appear intolerant of gangsters that came on campus to become big man on campus as athletes. And it's just so astounding to me that we give away everything for nothing. And we sell a mess of pottage. I mean, go back and look in the Old Testament about what happened with that mess of pottage.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, on your radio.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Ladies and gentlemen, the enemies of liberty have figured out if they declared an emergency, you'll back off and let them do whatever they want to do. Isn't that what we're seeing, Doctor?
Sadly, it is. And I'm predicting, and I would love to be proven wrong, that they have had such a tremendous success with this asinine proclamation of an emergency 2.5 years ago that has led to such a destruction of virtually everything Americanist that they're going to go, hey, we got a formula now. This is what we got to use. It works, and the suckers buy it. And we get sucker punched every time we turn around now. Think of something they could not declare an emergency in that that could be used to further destroy the Americanist philosophy, our constitutional republic. We are idiots if we allow this to continue. Those that sit at the head of the government are so rare in their understanding of this that I don't expect them to get in the way of this. And everything is being
well, the Republicans
overboard.
Won't get in the way either. And the big push right now is let's give Republicans the chance to take it back. They'll go ahead and prosecute and get it done. But as you know, the Republicans helped this legislation move along that wants to put this special code by credit card processors about guns and ammunition, ladies and gentlemen. These are the same people that allowed the 0-3 childhood development to get $250 million in taxpayer money. This is the FBI that's been attacking Mike Lindell and other people, the China-paid scientists that I mentioned. The Republicans aren't really fighting back or pushing back on that. Now get a load of this one. Senate Republicans are now calling on the U.S. Agency for International Development, or also known as USAID, to stop funding a nonprofit organization that funneled taxpayer dollars to a communist Chinese lab that may have created the coronavirus 19 virus. So now the Republicans are just going like, golly, stop funding that. But at some point, Republicans passed it. At some point, they pushed for this funding in the beginning. Now they're calling it to stop. It's not going to stop, Doctor. We're not going to see anything different even under the Republicans.
You know, the fee bag or the money bags, whatever you want to call it, are open. They buy influence and send money out willy-nilly, money we don't have, your grandkids don't have, great-grandkids don't have. And you know, you talk about this funding the coronavirus. It's Bravo Sierra. It started in North Carolina with a Fauci-funded gain-of-function effort. It kind of looked like it was getting a little dicey that they might get discovered and stuff, so they ship it overseas, continue to fund it with U.S. funds. It's just a facade every step of the way. And again, I sound like a broken record. Show me in the Constitution where there's authority to do any funded research for gain of function or any other methodology for disease. It's simply not there. The United States Constitution does not allow funding. Now, the fact of the matter is that we have enumerated powers. They're listed. They're numbered. That's what it is. You can number them. And if they left them off, they're not there. Read the 10th Amendment. And in reverse, you know, kind of backing into this in a reverse way, if we look at how they were reluctant to put a Bill of Rights out because they were concerned that if they didn't list all the rights, someday somebody would say they're not there because they're not listed. And that's a legalistic perspective. And so with the Ninth Amendment, there was a catch-all. Even if we didn't list it, you still got it. Go read the Ninth Amendment. Okay, but what they did with the Constitution is they limited and bounded with enumerated powers that are listed. You can actually count them on your fingers and toes if you count every, if you need to count everyone differently. But the point of the matter is, they're not there. And the Roosevelts, Teddy or FDR, always acted like, well, if it's not explicitly prohibited, it's allowed. And it's not. The Tenth Amendment says, if we didn't give it to you, you ain't got it. And we as Americans need to absolutely, unequivocally, totally and completely hold people to that. And if there's something in there that should have been listed as a power, we need to modify the Constitution constitutionally. You can't just do it by usurpation, as George Washington warned us in the farewell address. You know, even if it sounds like a great idea, somebody says, oh, we need the Food and Drug Administration because that'll keep our, you know, our food and drugs pure and well examined, and that no wool will be pulled over our eyes. It's not constitutional, people. And we found that the FDA, the National Institute of Health, the World Health Organization, the CDC, none of these are our friends. Every one of them are political hacks. And what they've done is they've been created, congressionally created, appointed by presidents, hired among the executive branch, and every one of them has contributed to the destruction of all the things we hold sacred. The attack is at every level. And you say, oh, this is hopeless and helpless. We're all going to die. No, the message is we have the formula. We have, you know, we're like the six-year-old that I tell you about when I was six and I got lost. We can sit down and look at our back trail. It's well marked. It's clearly understood. It's well defined. Every word is written in plain English. And every one of those words has a meaning. Every word can be understood. And we can know the limits and bounds. And the buffoons that we've been electing to high office at every level, I mean, whether it's our municipality, our county, our state, or our general government, we need to examine those people again and weigh them in the scale of principle.
Amen to that. J.D. Pritzker is the guy's name. He's a governor of Illinois, and he now has activated the National Guard. Why? Over illegals arriving into Illinois. Now, they call them immigrants, but I have to change the word to illegals. Because immigrants makes it sound like they're so peaceful and that they're just good people escaping bad whatever. Some of them may be, but not all of them. Okay? We've got criminals in our midst. And now these Democrat governors who claim there's no border problem are now pulling out the National Guard, doctor. I don't agree with the plan from Republicans to ship these illegals into the interior of the country either. I mean, it's interesting. When the Democrats do it, the Republicans criticize it. When the Republicans do it, it's supposed to be this great political move. Both of them, in my opinion, let Americans be subject to abuse by criminals who have never been properly vetted or who are here illegally. I don't care if it's under Republican or Democrat leadership that they bring these people in. They need to reject them at the border, ladies and gentlemen. That's the problem. But it's interesting. The Republicans applaud when they do it. When the Democrats do it, it's really bad, don't you know? But the same thing is being achieved in both cases, doctor. How stupid are we?
Well, you can't really fix stupidity. I mean, if your mind is made up, you're going to be stupid. But that's the problem. It does need to be stopped at the border. It's kind of like people say, oh, it's just a little socialism. It's okay. It'll be fine. No, little socialism is like a little cancer. It should not be, you shouldn't inject it in your body. It's just stupid to do it. And the same kind of thing is, we only let 2 million in this last year across the border illegally, violated all of our law. The president did not carry out his constitutional oath in enforcing the law, the stopping of the border. All of this kind of stuff, we're sowing the seeds of destruction. Again, the path back is well known. Our trail is well marked. We traveled it. Again, much of it started to be eroded very early. And by the Civil War, we're still suffering under the pains that were injected upon the nation by Abe Lincoln and his cohorts. But still, your grandkids deserve better than this. And by our being complacent and complicit, we are facilitating the destruction of the greatest, freest, strongest, most happy, most prosperous, most respected nation on earth. And honestly, I've talked to people that used to travel, you know, in the 20s and 30s, and most of these people are dead now. But years ago, I talked to them when they traveled and they went into other countries. They were Americans. They were respected. They were treated almost like royalty as they traveled throughout the lands that they visited in. Now people spit on us. It's like we've become the bully that's trying to throw our weight around and become the ugly American that injects ourselves into the politics of every world, every nation in the world, and it's in behalf of the New World Order. We're facilitating that, whether it's our military, whether it's our economics, whether it's our academics, everything is basically we're becoming belligerent, monolithic power mongers all around the world, and people hate us for it. I could tell you personal stories I've experienced with this, but time goes so fast, Sam. I don't know what to say, but Americans need to wake up and again begin to recognize the awful situation we put ourselves in and stop putting the same people back in office. You know, whether it's a Nancy Pelosi or an Orrin Hatch. Orrin's dead now, fortunately, and everything, but the fact of the matter is Utahns continued to elect him. It's looking like, I don't know. I don't even know if I want to open this bucket of worms right now, too, but Utah is being further deceived right now in this election. And that's our home state. But how can people be so stupid as to keep making the same mistakes? We step in it and walk through our house with it every time we get a chance. It's sad. That's an image you don't want to think about.
Well, and the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, this is where, you know, we think that there's good guys. We're like, oh, if we just get Trump back. Okay, lies. Oh, if we just get the Republicans back in charge. Lies. Oh, you know what, Sam? We can't have the you know, Mitch McConnell kind of Republicans. But by golly, we got to have the Rand Paul kind. Well, I get it, and I don't disagree, but we're never going to get enough mojo to overturn or to change any of these things as it currently stands. With election fraud, with calling us terrorists, we're going backwards so fast. That we can't, even if we were to get a few good guys in and a few good things happen, what'll happen is they'll just somehow manipulate it to where they'll take control. And like the Trump era, you can say a lot of good things happen, and you're right. You can also say we lost more liberty under Trump than any other president to date, doctor. Period. And he's supposed to be the best guy to save us, right?
Well, again, I think on a net, we really lost a lot. There were some things that were very high profile that you can say, oh, that turned out okay. But by and large, we were on the same dreary path going in the whirlpool that takes us down the toilet under whatever the administration is. It's just tragic.
All right, flat out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We're not preaching doom and gloom for America. What we're talking about is cause and effect. If we have the right cause, we can have tremendous good effect. But you got to learn what the right cause is to then work towards good effect, if you will. It's all about the Savior Jesus Christ and his ability to redeem. He's the author of liberty and he calls the shots. Will we listen? That's the question. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, FreedomsRisingSun.com. God save the Republic.